An unusual Oklahoma City business is expanding to another state. The Museum of Osteology signed a 15-year lease in a new entertainment district in Orlando, Florida. The museum, which is on Sunny Lane Road, grew out of a business called Skulls Unlimited. Jay Villamorette started the company in 1986. It sells more than 100 types of animal skulls and full skeletons through catalogs. The new museum, called Skeletons, will be near a Ferris wheel, a wax museum, and an aquarium. Josh Villamorette, the founder's son, said if things go well, they could expand again in 5 years. The Oklahoma City Museum charges $7 for adults, but admission will run $19.99 in Florida. Shawnee voters will decide later this year how to handle de-annexing land, and it could affect tribes in the area. One ballot question would allow the city commission to let city land go, rather than waiting for property owners to make a request. The second deals with what happens next. It would allow the city to charge property owners for infrastructure improvements made in the past. The timing is interesting, because earlier this year, the Citizen Potawatomi Nation said it may want to de-annex its property within city limits. The nation and other tribes have been in conflict with Shawnee this year. They disagree about tax payments to the city for sales to non-tribal members. Absentee Shawnee Governor Edwina Butler Wolf said she thinks the measure shows the city doesn't value the tribes as members of the community. But Shawnee Mayor Wes Maynard said the propositions are not aimed at the tribes. A new department store is coming to Oklahoma City. Von Maur will open at Quail Springs Mall October 18th. It will be the first Von Maur in Oklahoma. The chain is mostly in the upper Midwest, but has stores in Kansas and Missouri. The new store will move in where Sears used to be. Store manager Jessica Stetler said a few things set Von Maur apart. One is that it will hire 5 pianists to entertain shoppers. It also offers free gift wrapping year-round, with extra staffers before the holidays. Overall, the store will create about 150 jobs, with most of them being full-time. Except for store openings and holiday shopping, Von Maur usually doesn't do advertising, Stetler said. It also strives for clear pricing. When an item hits the shelves, the price stays the same for 12 weeks. After that, it's marked down until it goes out the door. Stetler said the store will stock upscale brands such as Brooks Brothers, UGG, and Kate Spade. For the Journal Record and KGOU, I'm Adam Brooks.